So a standard marijuana test, again, we do qualitative tests. So we do a microscopic exam. So we're looking for certain botanical characteristics. Most of the samples we see are vegetative matter. So we're looking at different botanical characteristics, hairs, pubescent hairs, some of the resin balls. We also then do a chemical test, which is, as you mentioned, the modified Duquesnoy-Levine test, which is actually a two-part test where we have a transfer layer of the violet color when we use a reagent addressed to it. And depending on if we have residues, if we have hash oils, we use a gas chromatograph mass spectrometer test to identify those compounds. So we're seeing a lot more of the hash oils, and you've probably heard of the DABs, which is a highly concentrated, but basically they're extracting the resin from the botanical features and extracting that into a resinous type of material, which is extremely concentrated. So again, a sample test would take about 20 minutes. If we were to quantitate those samples, it would take better part of an hour to do. And again, you might not think that's a lot of time, but when you start looking at many samples, it adds up. So again, the other aspect I will talk to you about is not only are we responsible for testing, but we are also responsible for testifying in courts of law in our state. And for whatever reason, we were received more subpoenas on small amounts of marijuana than we were on larger cases. So we were spending a lot of resources driving to various circuit courts and to testify on residues or pipe residues or small amounts of marijuana, primarily because it was a misdemeanor offense. And so obviously people wanted to litigate that. So now that it's a violation level, we don't see the samples coming into the lab. I don't see analysts having to travel to court. We're able to focus time on larger marijuana cases as well as obviously our fentanyl and opioid crisis that we're dealing with. When I started doing, actually we started looking at obviously backlogs. You're probably all familiar with our backlog situation in the forensic lab. 6 months ago, we had about 3,600 cases backlog. That's 3,600 cases. We analyze approximately 600 to 700 cases a month. So you can do the math. That's if I didn't get any new cases, it would take me 7 months to get rid of that backlog. Because of various resources, we've added two additional chemists. We've added some overtime through Operation Granite Shield, decriminalization of marijuana. And we've also gone to a new process where prosecutors need to get involved earlier in the process. So it's not just law enforcement dropping off samples now. The prosecutors need to do a review to make sure that the case is a valid case. So we've dropped from 3,600 to about 1,600 backlog, and we're currently driving that number down as well. So that's where we are, current state in the controlled drug section of the lab.
Where's